See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Yeah, it's like everybody arriving at a party one at a time. Go, oh, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. I like what you've done with the place. This is great. Yeah, a lot of people would have thrown away a couch that was that badly burned, but I'm glad you're still getting some use out of it.
You could stay there tonight if you wanted.
Oh, man, don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, okay.
Help me get my shoes off.
Well, holy smokes! This is supposed to be the Jeff Lazy Show. But we got so lazy, we just kind of sat around and started talking sexual in a weird kind of way.
A little bit.
We promised Amanda we'd wait for her return, but when she comes in, we're just going to make her feel like a princess when she says hello. We're going to be like, you're like the princess of the show.
So, oh, it'll be nice.
That's absolutely correct. She is.
You hear those voices? Those are some familiar voices, aren't they? Sure they are. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Right.
My voice is very familiar to me.
Sometimes in the summertime, the show gets a little busy, and you know, the king of podcasting asks one of us if we would be able to fill in and just sort of, you know, not walk a mile in his shoes, but just sort of stumble for about 45 minutes, and that's what tonight is. My name's Jeff Crazy, but now it's summer. And I'm Jeff Lazy. So yay! There she is. It's the princess of the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Amanda, and I'm a princess.
Oh, cool.
Oh. That's who you wanted to talk, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but for those that might be like, what is this? This is crazy. Amanda, where are you from? Where you come to the show from, and what's your background here?
Oh, I'm in Pittsburgh, and I am the foremost authority on made-for-TV movies. Mm. So I've been told. I don't challenge me on that.
Foremost.
Anybody want to challenge?
I didn't hear anybody challenging. No.
I think Kent could probably challenge me. He gave me that Sins of the Mind movie.
Oh, did you see it yet?
No, but I'm doing a whole retrospective on USA original films, and it's a USA original, and so I'm trying to get it for my retrospective.
Nice.
So thank you.
It will not disappoint. I promise.
I think you're right.
I heard you guys talking about that on the show a couple weeks ago. I actually wasn't on it, but I wrote that one down, and I looked in my place that I go for those kind of things, and I couldn't find it either. So if you find it, Amanda, let me know.
I will.
Yeah, I think a lot of the back catalog of Missy Kreider movies got burned right after Geely. After she appeared as J-Lo's lesbian girlfriend in Geely. There were
I love that
public
movie.
Burnings of Missy Kreider films. So
I don't remember her at all in that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people didn't remember her even while they were watching her speak on screen.
Here's a piece of trivia. I actually have a Geely baseball cap that I won at some kind of raffle, and I was really excited I won it. They thought they were being funny, and I was like, I really like that movie.
There you go.
Jokes on them.
Yeah. I got a free hat.
I used to have an old promotional piece of clothing that was, remember Waterworld?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner, Dennis
Hopper.
Are
you talking about the...
They had
the splash-based theme park or the bad movie? Which one?
Right. Well, the bad movie. But they wanted to have a line of clothing that was based on the futuristic clothes in that movie. And I got a promotional Waterworld brand shirt once.
And who's the man that loves Waterworld so much, you say? It's Drew Buzzy. Yeah. Drew, tell us all about yourself.
I'm someone. I'm Drew Buzzy. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I make the Drew Buzzy Show. I like records.
You mean like long playing phonographs, not like world records, not like world's longest.
right. Just to clarify there. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So what's new, man? What are you gonna do this summer?
Nothing spectacular. I don't have any plans. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just gonna be doing the usual.
I think just right now, that was the first time you'd even thought about that question.
Actually, yeah.
Oh my God. The seasons have changed. Really, what am I going to do?
I didn't know I was supposed to do anything different.
And you know what? That sounds like the voice, a fatherly tone, if you will. From what I hear, the best father in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where he is. He's Kent Shelton. He's parenting all of us tonight.
Wearing a cardigan, smoking a pipe, and hoping you'll all learn a real lesson today.
That's actually really hot.
Yeah, it's a cross between Ward Cleaver and...
That was the key word. That was the key word right there. You don't have to even put another one in there.
Wow, okay. I'm done.
He's got a
highball in his hand.
Oh, my God.
In both hands. Hey, how's everybody? I'm in Denver, Colorado. It's beautiful summer months here, which is that's the time of the year when the snow plows all magically disappear, and we walk blinking out into our yards and try to absorb some sunshine.
Is the world a lot different there now with the legalization?
Yeah, a little bit more than I thought it would be. I have already started meeting a lot of pot tourists, people who are coming to our town just because weed is legal here. Oh. And for the first time in history this spring, we were one of the top four spring break destinations in the country.
Wow. Nice.
Fuck Fort Lauderdale or any of those sunny places. Everybody came to Denver. So it was pretty crazy.
That is crazy. Nice. And it actually makes sense. It's kind of cool to see that happening.
It's awesome. It's a little annoying running a concert venue because now everybody just thinks they can smoke pot all the time everywhere. And that's still not exactly how the law works. So
I thought you guys might have talked about this already, but I don't remember. Can you smoke inside places or does it always have to be outside?
No, it's supposed to be recreational use of marijuana. You're supposed to be able to use marijuana in your own home. It's sort of legal the way alcohol is legal. You're not supposed to be... walking down the middle of the street with your pants around your ankles using alcohol or marijuana.
Wait, that's illegal?
You're supposed to.
Although that doesn't seem to stop Florida.
Yeah. No. Nope.
All right.
You're supposed to use it responsibly.
Cool.
Preferably in your home.
See, I thought you could like walk into a club and start smoking or vaping.
I think that there are because there's no smoking inside any place in Colorado. We've had a smoking ban for like 10 years.
Right.
But I think there are some sort of like hookah clubs or something where maybe you can go and smoke your vaporizer. Mm-hmm. But as long as you are, you know, over 21 and you obtained that marijuana legally. Hmm. So.
Well, speaking of legal drugs, we have a very sick Boo Dooley. Sir, hey. Are you alive? Are you with us?
I am alive.
Do you need some drugs?
I'm on the road.
Straight out of Colorado.
Straight out of Colorado. No, I snorted some Sudafed earlier, so I'm good. I bought it from a street dealer.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what's
That's
up?
The way to go.
What's up with
you? We have a long and storied history of drugs here in Colorado. And if you don't believe me, check out Smuggler's Blues, a popular song by an ex-member of the Eagles.
Would that make you feel better, potentially?
Who, me or Sick Bo Dooley?
Either, I guess. Really.
I'd feel much better if you would listen to Smuggler's Blues. Yes.
Well, Drew, I didn't fucking ask you now, did I?
The soothing tones of Father Kent make me feel better.
Boo, what's going on, man? Summer cold, that's no fun.
Yeah, just a little summer cold. Oh, everything's good. I just got off of a week-long rotation at work, so now I have a week off, so I'm looking forward to some R&R. Don't really have any big plans this summer. My niece is getting married. My wife's cousins, whatnot. So I'm going to go to that in British Columbia. And other than that, I don't really have any major plans.
Where in BC are you going to be?
I think Princeton or Penticton. Yeah. One of those redneck logging towns.
That's like 15 hours away from me. Otherwise, we could have got together and I could have got your cold.
Maybe he'll sneeze on something and mail it to you.
Well, that sounds like something that would be a piece of art. And speaking of art, it's the original side man, Jim Ether.
Hi, everybody.
He's an artist and he lives on a farm.
I do.
It's true. He's got a bit of a hobby handling birds, from what I understand from the Facebooks. Yeah. He's become an accomplished bird handler.
What's going
bird
on?
Bird whisperer.
What's going on at the farm besides whispering to birds?
Just a lot of work and a lot of work and a lot of work.
Is it work you enjoy doing? Is it satisfying?
Well, it's work that needs to be done. So. Oh shit! I forgot tough it was to talk.
Yeah,
that could be considered work.
Yeah.
I mean, in some circles.
Now, according to Tom Waits, it's not uncommon to find some blood in the barn because there's always some killing to be done on the farm. Is that correct in your experience?
We we don't kill much here, but there are a lot of raccoons and foxes, and sometimes they come and they kill a bunch of birds.
I see. I understand you lost some baby pheasants this week.
We did. It was heartbreaking.
I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm glad you could talk about it on our comedy podcast.
It is an unpheasant experience.
I'm so happy to hear an honest-to-goodness, true Jim Ether joke. So thank
Wasn't
you very much for
Someone else just
tonight.
Said that. I just repeated it.
That's what makes it a true Jim Ether joke.
Hey, what's that accent that sounds kind of crazy? It's Dr. Rock himself, Alistair, or hey. Mr. A-lister.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from down under.
What time is it there, man?
It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's not that early.
No, it's not.
This isn't the Ken McIntyre, we got to start at 1 in the afternoon show.
No.
No.
No, it's a more reasonable time for me.
Yeah.
It is a very lazy show for me.
Perfect, because there's absolutely no input or no, no design to the show. So
no, there's no whoops.
Can't you tell? Whoops. Okay, you're gonna understand. What's going on, man? You got 2 seconds. What's going on?
For me, planning to move house.
Move house. Aww. Where are you going to?
Going to Adelaide.
Whoa.
It's gonna be great times. I'm gonna be living with Siobhan's mother.
Does Siobhan know about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going over early to find some work. So I have to live with her mother for a couple of weeks.
Wow. So that should be,
yeah, it should be very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, Alistair, I don't mean to criticize you, but this is the big lazy summer show, and I think it's really rude of you to have to be in the middle of winter down there in your continent right now during our summer show. Couldn't have you done something about that?
We're trying, but it is very cold at the moment.
That's crazy, man. I can never remember that you guys are in a different, like, you're on
hemisphere.
It's always interesting to remember that.
It always blows my mind.
It's bananas.
Yeah.
It blew my mind to find out that that Medicine Hat and Denver are in the same time zone.
Are you Mountain Time?
Yeah, I'm Mountain Time. We're the mountains, baby.
Why is there only one person on this call who knows what Mountain Time is besides myself?
Well, the rest of us had to research it. We know now.
Yeah, we know now.
And how do you feel about it?
I didn't even know what mountains were.
Do you feel like I taught you something? What'd you get out of this?
It was rewarding.
People always learn something new on the Movies About Girls Light podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know what... Yeah, okay. Talk about something new. This isn't new at all. But I do have one special guest that I guarantee none of you had seen coming.
Whoa.
So I'm going to add this person to the call. And we'll get to the last introduction of the evening. You are on the Jeff Lazy Show. Who is speaking?
This would be the streaker.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Mike Fisher.
Mike Fisher.
Oh, whoa.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
The host of Streaking Yearly.
how long has it been, Mike?
It's been a while, yeah.
How long has it been? Mike Fisher, the streaker. How long has it been since you've made an appearance around this crew?
Probably 2-3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
How are you?
Doing all right, I guess.
It's good to hear your voice, man, for real.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You sound jolly. You sound happy.
That's all I got right now.
That's all you got right now?
I'm mustering it up. I'm mustering up you guys.
Okay, sweet, man. Yeah, Mike's decided to come out and join us. And we all just did our introductions and stuff like that. I saved to add you to the end so that you could, probably tell your story if you wanted to. Where you've been, what's new, and anything else you might want to talk about. And then we'll move on to the rest of the show if you're cool with that.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I just kind of, I guess I fell off the edge there. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life. My son was having his kidney worked on because he had kidney problems when he was a baby, and had a lot of problems at work and stuff, and so it was just a lot going on that I couldn't handle everything all at the same time, and so I just kind of fell off the edge there, and I think I probably ended up pissing everybody off, so I just kind of stayed away. So
fair enough.
I never took it personally. I've always considered you fambly. Even when you had to go away, because family should come first.
Yeah, man, totally.
Where's right. my family?
I don't think anybody was pissed off, as it was just more kind of like, oh, what happened to Mike? Like, because you seem to play like a very strong role in some of the background stuff, and everybody was just more surprised. Like, we're just like, where is him? I don't know if anybody was actually mad.
I missed you, Mike.
I missed you too, Mike.
Me too.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Is your son okay?
Me too, and I wasn't even there.
Well, yeah, he's fine now, and everything's good. And I was the level of commitment that I wanted to put into the podcast and help out and everything. It just wasn't. I didn't feel like I was putting forth the effort that I could. So it was time for me to back away for a minute. So hopefully I can make some kind of a comeback now and work it out.
Cool, man.
So well, you hit me at just the right time. So
sweet, man. Well, we're all glad to hear that things are doing well in your life, and that you've decided to come and join us, even if it's just for a short period of time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only person bummed out is Alistair, because now he has to go and update Magpedia because you've never been.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, Mike, have you followed the show at all? Have you heard anything or read anything about Is it over in the last couple years?
Yeah, I was back. I listened to you guys occasionally, off and on, and I was looking at the checking up on your Magpedia before it crashed and burned and fell into pieces and everything else. So yeah, I mean, the show's still doing pretty good from what I've heard, and you guys sound like you still got it going on. So I'm pretty impressed.
Cool, man. It's nice. It's nice to hear. There's probably some people on here that you had never met before.
Yeah, I think like I am one.
Skype met. Yeah, so why don't you, say hello to each other.
Hi, Mr. Streaker.
Amanda Streaker. Streaker Amanda. I,
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I think we just heard how he was.
I know. Next. That's my natural go-to, sorry.
That worked out better than I thought.
Yeah. Apparently, you were the only person on the show that Gorgor Girl liked, because after you've gone, she exited, never looked back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was kind of sad how that happened. I didn't know what happened there.
And there's no way in the world I was going to Skype Gorgor Girl and ask her to come on. That's like a really ballsy thing to do. And like, yeah. Not my call to make. So yeah, anyways, cool, man. Nice to have everybody here. I really don't have much planned. I just had a couple of questions, a couple of topics I thought we could do. Just wrap it up. Really, Mike and anybody else who doesn't know this, Mag has what appears to be 3 or 4 offshoot shows now. I don't think this will be a regular one. But, so every now and then, like when there's a lot of Mag on, there's a separate show to fill the spot. That's all this is going to be. So you've met your cast.
So don't get your hopes up.
Don't get your hopes up. Yeah. Sit back, crack open a beer, and listen to us.
Yeah, if you downloaded this hoping to enjoy it, well, you got another thing coming.
Yeah. You could probably stop recording right now. The Skype recorder hasn't already stopped for us. So.
Yeah.
TV shows and movies and stuff like that, that's what gets me most excited in the summer, to sort of binge watch TV shows or go see like the new movies. Like I'm a total sucker for like Transformers and stuff like that. I know everybody would probably make fun of me, but that shit's like eye candy. So I was just going to say, like, am I the only one? Like, is there anybody out there that actually enjoys outdoor activities? I'm not, like, a massive fan, but I'll do it to appease my wife or my dogs or something. But I'd rather stay inside. And you know what? I'm glad you're all here to hear this confession, because I needed somebody to listen to me and somebody to talk to me.
Wait. Is this a medicine hat confession?
No, but we will get to that. Oh. Before we do, what are you guys doing this summer? What are you excited about?
Sleeping.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to do this in a report form. I mean, Drew, I know you kind of like the superhero movies, so are you excited about any of that stuff? Or?
I don't see what's going on too much outside of my own little world, so I usually kind of wait for DVDs. But I do try to get I saw Godzilla. I saw Godzilla recently.
I like Godzilla.
I didn't.
That was the best.
I thought I did at first. Bo Dooley actually turned me around. I don't like it.
Oh.
What?
Bo didn't like it?
Why didn't he like it?
Oh, because, okay, here's the deal. Gareth Edwards, the director, right? He said they were going for a Jaws. And I get that, because you want to use the pixelated menace sparingly. However, Jaws had good characters. Jaws had... There's no Quint in Godzilla. The characters are boring.
Exactly. So, there's nothing close to it.
Yeah. Okay. You get it. All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Somebody was saying it. That the guy and the girl should have been switched roles. Like the girl should have been the military person and the guy should have been the nurse. And that would have been a little bit more of an interesting movie. Because I kind of agree. It was just a lot of like white guys running around. But I liked it. I mean, it was good eye candy. I love those white guys.
That's important.
Especially when they're running around.
Oh, they're the best white guys.
Right?
Running around white guys. That's that's why I watch the World Cup. I just like to watch white guys run around. Yeah. Well, I used to be sort of the indoor kid like you that the summer was just like now it's hot, and that's another reason to not go outside. But I have found one of the blessings of fatherhood is I found that there's just a whole bunch of shit to do with kids that only happens in the summer. And it gives me an excuse to do things that I otherwise wouldn't do, like go to theme parks and go to the pool and go to, this last weekend I went to the dumb Renaissance Festival they have here in Colorado and got to eat a turkey leg.
And
I ate a turkey leg and let the kids ride camels and shit. And it's there is a. You look for diversions when you have children, novel experiences that will occupy them and eventually exhaust them to the point that they're easy to put to bed. And so I've liked that about the summer because in the cold months of winter, there's just nothing to do but sit in the house and stare at each other. And boy, they get tired of that pretty quickly.
they're not like a big house with a big yard and stuff.
We got a decent sized house, and we have plenty of green space and parks and yard and stuff around us. So it's nice to let them get out and get filthy and wear themselves down to a nub.
All of that stuff sounds really fun. So maybe I just have a problem in Medicine Hat. Maybe there's just nowhere for me to go play.
Yeah, I mean, I even like.
Guess I'm going to Colorado.
I'm not interested at all in organic produce, but I'm so excited to take these kids to the farmer's market every Sunday, because I can get a coffee and just walk along, and they run around screaming and petting dogs and doing all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's great.
Does anybody like camping? Does anybody actually like camping?
No.
Some people like camping.
I used to really love it.
Does anybody on this call like camping?
When you say camping, that can mean a couple of things.
Drew strikes me as a take mushrooms and go camping kind of guy.
Jim lives on a farm, so that's because he's camping all day long.
Jim's a professional camper, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he probably does have a farmhouse there on the farm, not to put words in his mouth.
You ever go sleep in the barn?
No.
We're camping today. Go to the barn.
But yeah, I grew up with this style of camping that I really hated and would never make my kids do. And that was because my dad was a hunter and would take me hunting with him.
Oh, my
God. And so we would go out and sleep in a tent somewhere at a time of year that's like cold and miserable. I think like deer season would happen like late October. And so he would take me out in the woods when it's cold and shitty out, and we would sleep in a crappy tent. And you'd have to get up at like 3:45 in the morning and stalk out to some deer stand where you'd sit in a tree for hours. And it was just like, why would people do this? But then a few years ago, some friends asked me to go camping and talked me into it. And what they did is they drove a van slightly off a highway, kind of into some trees. And you sat next to a river, and you built a fire, and you got shit-faced drunk and just laughed at each other. And then the next day, you went home. I was like, that's camping. That's all right.
Yes.
Well, you could still shoot somebody on one of those nights, though.
I guess you could, but it's not expected.
I feel like living in Colorado would always be like you're camping. Like, I feel like everything's really airy, and people are excited to be outside, and...
I got to tell my Pepe story. Pepe. So a long time ago, my girlfriend and I at the time were camping fashion.
Was it Hallie?
No, this is like 15 years ago. I haven't confessed this. I haven't told her that I went camping with my ex-girlfriend 15 years ago. No.
Animated skunk. This is the Pepe story.
Right, exactly. Well, close.
It was very similar. French man.
We just drove out to this lake, you know, and had this camping equipment. And we, you know, built a little tent and did that. But it was getting late, and we heard this rustling in the bushes. You know, and you're like, oh no, it's a bear. But then this little dog comes out of the bushes, and we were in the middle of nowhere, so there's like, what the fuck is this dog? Like, you know, it didn't have any tags or anything like that, but So we kept the dog with us like all night. At one point, we were eating dinner, and like I was like, "Can you pass the pepper?" And the dog like got up and was like all jumping around, and I was like, "Pepper," and so we thought its name was Pepper, and so we kept calling it Pepper for all night. The next day, instead of doing hiking or whatever we were going to do, we had to go into the local town and be like, "We found this dog." It was, you know, and then the dog's name turned out to be Pepe.
Aww. I thought you were going to say.
And we found the owners were like, "That's like old George's dog," and then they just like took care of it. And
I thought like, you were going to tell me. I thought you were going to tell me you found an illegal immigrant in the bushes.
Yeah, that would have been.
I thought you were going to say.
We took him in the tent with us, and he thought his name was Pepper.
We got him a job at the grocery store.
Señor, can I share your campfire with you?
I thought you were going to say we were barbecuing dinner. Can you pass me the dog?
That's just terrible.
Yeah.
I like the illegal immigrants.
That's not what you cook when you go camping? I don't know. I don't like camping.
Maybe hot
dogs. I stay home and watch Friends and stuff like that. So.
Where's your hot Pepe boy?
Where's my what?
Your hot Pepe boy.
My hot Pepe? you know, I don't know. I don't know anybody named Pepe. I'm sorry. Does anybody else have any Pepe stories? Anybody?
Wasn't Pepe on Three's Company?
That was Felipe.
Felipe. Oh, oops.
Felipe.
I got the pay.
Kent asked us not to talk about this, but I just...
Well, it's going to happen.
It's always going to come back to Three's goddamn company.
I just finished running through like the entire Three's a Crowd run.
Yeah, I'm halfway through it right now.
Yeah, and we've been talking on Facebook about it, and Kent said if we talked about it, he was going to be mad. But I don't know why. Like,
but what's he gonna do?
Like, leave. I like Kent.
Oh, don't leave.
Don't go.
I just you guys are aware that
might
there's
get up
been
and
a
go
lot
camping.
Of there's been a lot of quality television produced, say, in the last 30 years, and you should check out some of that. That's all I'm saying.
I watched General Hospital.
You don't have to keep watching Three's a Crowd over and over again.
But you do because it's really good, and Robert Mandan's in it, and you can't top him. I don't care what's come since then. Nothing will ever be better than Robert Mandan and John Ritter in the same room together.
You say you can't top him? That's not what the guys in at the gay bar say. They're topping him all the time.
Especially Andy Dick. He's just like, hey.
All right.
Well, what's funny, and too, you can watch Three's a Crowd all the time because I watched the entire run of it and then messaged Matt and I'm like, hey, I thought there was an episode that Larry was on. And she's like, there was. Go back and watch this episode. And sure enough, I went back and watched that episode. And the whole episode was about Larry, and I originally, I'm like, what the hell is going on? But, you know, that's just the mind of me, I guess, when I'm tired.
So this is a character from a TV show that you're familiar with, and he came on the show that you love and did a whole guest episode, and you somehow didn't notice.
Exactly.
That's pretty good.
It's a lazy summer.
That's right.
It's a lazy summer.
No. I just watched all of Joni Loves Chachi. I finally finished... it for the first time since it's originally aired, and I'm like obsessed with it. It's amazing. It was really good, and I was sad it was over.
I don't remember anything about that. I mean, I know the premise, but I don't remember anything about the
actual show. It, you know,
well,
a lot
the
of people
is right there in the title, isn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of people are talking about like why it wasn't as popular, and so my friend was like, that's because we already knew the characters. There was no character growth, and like we've thought really hard about this, and everybody else was like, well, there's no Laverne and Shirley or Mork or like, you know, from the other spinoffs, like these crazy characters, because they're very sort of sedate, really, and they're almost kind of realistic. So I think it was like Happy Days when Happy Days first started, where it was really charming but not always super funny.
Oh, you thought really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't remember anything about this show. So what do they do? So Joni loves Chachi, yeah.
Love each
so then what?
For 25 minutes an episode, they love each other
for 22 minutes a day for 17 weeks. So
it's pretty good.
What happens is I haven't seen the Happy Days around them in a long time, but I guess Al marries Chachi's mom. You remember Al, right?
Yeah.
Al Molinaro, yeah.
Yes, he turned 95 yesterday, by the way, and So he marries oh my God, now of course I'm totally forgetting her name. It's Ellen Travolta plays her, and they move to Chicago where he opens Del Vecchio's Pizza or whatever, and he brings Chachi with him, and so then Joni and him are separated, so they're really depressed. But at the same time, where Chachi is, his uncle Rico has this band made up of family members, and he wants Chachi to be the singer. So then he says, well, Joni can sing too. And so he calls her up and she comes and she joins the band and lives in Chicago, not with Chachi, but because they're in separate places because it's still supposed to be the early 60s. But and then there's their hiking together for like 17 weeks.
So what are the what's Chachi do for a living? Is he have a job?
He's in the band.
Just in this band. That's the job.
He's in this band and he helps out Al and Luisa, his mom, at the restaurant.
At Delvecchio.
So was Delvecchio. Fonzie was Chachi's uncle as well, was he not?
I believe so. Yeah.
So then, how do Fonzie and Rico relate? Are they brothers?
You know what? That's a good question because they had a big family reunion and Fonzie wasn't there, and it's not really referred to. Like a lot of things in Happy Days, there's a lot of missed connections. Like, you Rich know, there's a lot of.
How about yeah? How about like, how about Spike?
How about Spike?
Now, Spike was Fonzie's nephew.
Oh,
in the season or two before
right.
they introduced Chachi, he was
that's
this
right.
other kid who's not
I love
very memorable.
That kid. I loved him. Didn't he have the little leather jacket?
Yeah, little leather jacket, little spit curl, little duck's ass haircut, and
he's
yeah.
Cute. Yeah,
he
but Chachi was really cute. Chachi was really cute.
If I was that kid that played Spike, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I know, because Chachi kind of stole his thunder, and then had this wonderful career in a bunch of blondes afterwards.
Well, I don't know about a wonderful career, but
well,
career,
you know what? It's a wonderful career. I bet he lives in a house three times the size of any of us, our houses, except for maybe Jim's farm. And I think he's dated every blonde actress that's ever been to Hollywood. He's doing okay.
Maybe he
Joni
loves Jim's farm.
Joni loves Spike. Doesn't have that.
No. Well,
Spike was younger too, work. Though. Joni would have been like.
Dick.
Yeah, Joni would have been like 18, and he would have been like 14.
Do you think they looked at those spinoff shows like Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy and Joni Loves Chachi? And do you think that every night when he was going to bed, Donnie Most was just furious that there was never going to be a Ralph Mouth spinoff show?
You know, he left the show, I guess, after the seventh season. I thought it was later, but I was doing some research and I saw that he left the show kind of early on. And then it sort of became about, you know, Potsy was never a main character, but Potsy kind of got that spotlight.
Yeah.
That Ralph
Potsy
had.
Became like the. When Fonzie was the cool shoulder to cry on, Potsy was like the actual like man friend that he could cry on.
Yeah. Well, Donnie Most, you may not think he's done much in the last few years, but I've checked in on him, and you know what? He's still got it.
You know what? He's awesome. He's like a really serious actor.
He's still the most.
He's still got it. Yeah.
He's actually really cool. I like him a lot. But he was really serious when he did Happy Days, and he knew it was going to like really sideline him. And he was right.
Yeah.
Somebody's winning, playing their scratch and win tickets.
I know.
He did
oh,
record
dear.
A.
Did you
he did
win?
Record.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I ruined everything. I broke the podcast.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donnie Most did record a hit single at one point. Oh. Rock and Roll Was Dead, But It Won't Lay Down. And I featured that on Movies About Girls as a an unexpectedly great hit, or whatever that we used to call that segment. Because it's an awesome tune, and you wouldn't believe it was Donnie Most. Yeah,
I like that segment.
Yeah,
what happened?
I like that song.
Yeah, surprisingly good song of the week, or something we called it.
Yeah, what happened to that? That was good. Now it's time to rock every week.
Wait, oh. That's mean.
No, it's said out of love.
Sorry, Jeff.
It didn't sound so loving.
Yeah.
No one's asked me to stop.
I was going to message you this the other day, but I didn't want to put you on the spot. I was thinking a really good offshoot mag show would be, you know, when they collect graphic novels that are like 10 comic books all in one book. I was thinking you should do that with the Dr. Rock specials. It'd be like the volume one, would be like episode 1 through 10, volume 2, and you could get them in packs that continually go into each other.
That'd be too much.
But it'd be like the equivalent of having a Dr. Rock album with a commentary that plays on the album.
I want you to do like the Michael Apted like 42 up thing, and just, I want you to get Dr. Rock back together and everybody talk about the miserable state of affairs in their life now.
Well, see, since I
Dr. Rock behind the music.
since I was able to get Mike Fisher out
we'll
of retirement, I feel like next Alistair needs to try to get like. Squiggly or Squirrely or whatever that guy's name is out of retirement.
Scrappy?
Scrappy! That's the guy.
Scrappy dude.
That guy.
Yeah, you got, I got somebody famous in Mag Lore out of retirement. Now it's your turn.
Ooh, Mag Lore. That's so cool.
Right. I'm bringing...
Already, Scrappy already came on the show.
It's real.
Well, no, I want him on this show right now.
Oh, on the show? He's at work.
Oh.
Well, you're going to be surprised because in just a minute here, I'm going to have a Holly's puppet lady is coming on. So,
oh. No, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
Mike, were you on the show back then?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
What episode was that, Alistair? Do you remember?
Oh, my gosh.
64.
Episode. Oh, yeah. I thought Alistair's like 64. Yeah. Reference, go back to episode 64. The puppet lady is epic. And sadly, I wasn't on that episode. I wish I would have been.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't, and I'm so glad.
You weren't.
It took me 2 years to get around to listen to it because it made me cringe thinking about it.
It's funny because Holly says things so, like, politely but blunt. Like, she can say something that somebody else you might think is really rude, but she says it just so bluntly, you're just kind of like, okay, well, she's kind of polite as well.
Yeah, she's, you know.
Canada.
She's from London, Ontario.
It's part of being Canadian, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you listen to it, you can absolutely tell she didn't mean anything mean about it. She was like simply curious, and she didn't have that filter that said maybe there's not a lot of people who would stroke off their boyfriend wearing a puppet. You know, but for her, that, you know, like it didn't strike me as odd. But like,
one of the first things that leaps to mind, yeah.
Yeah. Hindsight's 20/20.
Absolutely.
I mean, it should have been expected when she came on the show.
Well, Mike, are you still friends with Holly on Facebook, or were you? Or?
Yeah, I'm still friends with everybody on Facebook and stuff.
I mean, she posts some pretty out.
She's fucking hilarious. I love her.
She's great. Yeah, she posts very personal stuff and a lot of inflammatory rhetoric, which just gets people fired up. I love it.
I love Holly. She's the best.
Yeah.
She came through Medicine Hat last year, but somehow she was too busy. She said she was too busy to hang out with me.
Oh, it's a lot to do in Medicine Hat.
Fuck, I got blown off.
I think I went to an Esso there once.
Medicine Hat?
I think so.
On the road to Calgary?
I think it was back. It was a very exciting Esso.
When we're done talking about Esso, I want to ask Amanda about Wawa.
Oh, that wasn't my favorite catchphrase on the show.
What's Wawa from?
It's from Chachi. You dropped that pretty early, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay.
I was referring to the Pennsylvania chain of convenience stores called Wawa.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because that's, you know, we all have 7-Elevens and Essos. And
you have Checkers, don't you? Oh, no, that's Pacific Northwest, isn't it? The Checkers.
Yeah. You guys Checkers. Have a Wawa where you can go and...
What do you do at Checkers?
You can go and buy a ring bologna down at the Wawa.
Yeah, I don't go to those places.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Do you go to those places or do you know what a ring bologna is?
I think I know what it is. It's like a tube of yuck, right?
Yeah,
tube
pretty
of
much.
Yuck.
It seems like the kind of thing that you would go to
that's
Wawa.
That's not a real bad name.
That's like when I imagine somebody from Philadelphia always saying, like, yeah, I'm going to go down there to the Wawa and get me a ring bologna.
Well,
that's,
Philly is totally different from Pittsburgh. Let's keep that in mind.
Yes, of course.
I feel like ring bologna could be a dirty term. You'd be like, I got up in her ring baloney last night.
I know. Right? Sounds like it sounds really
I got up in her ring baloney?
Yeah.
What? Does that sound like?
Oh, boy.
I refer that, I
sorry,
refer that
we
as
got this little
taking
dirt.
The road to Calgary. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Taking the high road to Calgary. Well, so.
Like Medicine Hat Confessions.
Medicine Hat Confessions, yes. That's a website on Facebook that has.
On Facebook.
Well, it's a page on Facebook that has like people write in and they're like, "So I'm, you know, I like to suck off my dog. Like, what can you do to help me out?" And I'm always commenting on there. I think they're quite funny. And my wife gets embarrassed, but I thought maybe we could read a couple of them tonight and almost do like a Dear Abby kind of thing with the Medicine
Hat. I'll give advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything I can do to help the people of Medicine Hat, I'm happy to do.
Well, see, it's really, and it could be like cross promotion. I could get in touch with them, and I could be like, "Hey, here's this radio show on the internet. I know you don't know what that means, but and then you can listen to us give you guys advice." This guy, he lives in Weeble Wobble Wobble.
So yeah, he has experience, man.
So in Australia, is that where he lives?
Experience. So, anyways. Our man from Weeble Wobble, Hoobble Wobble, Weeble Wobble, what is it called again? Weeble Don?
Warnable?
Wannanbull. Okay. Yeah. Alistair from Wannanbull. He is going to read us the confessions, and then we will comment and give our two cents, if you will.
Okay. Here's the first one.
I think we started off kind of tame, right?
Yeah. So now, the first one's kind of tame.
Yeah, if you're faint of heart, or offend easily, you know, maybe get...
I'm gonna position myself on a fainting couch just in case this gets a little.
At least take a seat.
Yeah.
Since you're listening on a podcast, you just fast forward.
Exactly.
You're good.
Skip a loop, everybody.
I'm getting out some Vicks VapoRub in case I get a case of the vapors and have All right.
Confession number one.
Okay. Confession number one is one time when playing with my three daughters in the kiddie pool at the leisure center, I peed in the water before we left. Sorry, I could not hold it in any longer.
So
that's the end.
We started off kind of tame. Do you recommend this behavior for the summertime?
Completely acceptable.
Is this something you should stay away from? Is it true that there are some pools that if you pee in the water turns blue? Thoughts?
Let me ask you, as the resident of Medicine Hat, what's up with the Medicine Hat Leisure Center? Is that a nice place? Have you been there?
I know where it is, but I've actually never been there.
That's that sounds like something you should check out this summer.
It's on the other side of town.
That sounds like your goal for summer, Jeff.
Yeah, come on. You should ought to go down to the Leisure Center and check out those peeing kids. Come on. You like watching white guys run around. I bet there's some of that going on down at the Leisure Center.
Peeing while they run around. I mean, you know, we can hope. Kate, let's just say I decided to go up there, and I peed in the pool.
Here's my advice. The worst thing about swimming in a municipal pool of any sort is that there's so much goddamn chlorine in the water that when you get home, you reek of chlorine, and your eyes are red, and your hair is crispy, and if you're just bathed basically
like
in a you've bathed in an ocean of chlorine. But the reason that that is there is to neutralize urine instantly. So if there's any place where you should be unashamed about having to go to the bathroom, it's in a public pool because that's equipped for it. Now, if you were at your friend's pool, their backyard pool, where maybe they don't use so much chlorine because they don't want their eyes to burn all the time, you shouldn't pee in that pool. But yeah, you're basically in a giant chemical bath that's meant to disarm urine.
A pool is a big toilet.
Oh man.
Well, it's your toilet's not full of chlorine. If you pee in your toilet, it smells like pee. If you pee in the pool, it smells like a pool. So.
Are there any actual has anybody ever heard of a pool where you pee in it and the water turns blue?
Only in movies.
Okay. That's a movie thing?
Yeah, I think that's
pool is completely acceptable.
That was invented.
Pee in the pool, not acceptable.
Yeah, being into the pool from the diving board, not something you should do.
Not a good idea.
So, as long as you're clothed, it's acceptable.
As long as you are waist deep in water, at least.
Waist deep and clothed.
Yeah.
What about
poop? You don't want to run it down your leg either. You got to stay in the pool for a while.
Can you poop in the pool or is that no?
No, you may not poop in the pool.
That's a no.
You can. You just got to keep your pants on.
We were in a pool a couple of years ago, and they made everybody get out of the pool right away because a baby's diaper had leaked. So
yeah. They don't like the poop in the pool.
Our whole day was ruined. All we wanted to do was swim.
Just dump more chlorine in there and jump back in.
That's where they got the title of the book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It was from after an incident at a pool.
The story of Medicine Hat.
Yeah.
All right, what's our next confession?
Okay, number two is, I have rather large vagina lips. Very true story here.
Uh-oh.
When I wear jeans, I have to wear very tight undies so they don't get stuck very uncomfortably, spread, and stuck between the hard, knobby seam and my thighs.
Oh, my God.
Yoga pants are definitely a no-no. So not a fan of camel toe. I've always had a complex about them. As an adult, I'm considering getting labiaplasty just to achieve that cute little peach look that the girls have in all the pornos.
Can you say that again, Alistair?
But slowly.
As an adult, I'm considering getting labiaplasty. just to achieve that cute little peach look that the girls have in all the pornos. Be honest. What's your preference? Perfect peach or loose meat sandwich?
Oh, I hate this.
Now, I didn't suggest that one because I thought we could give advice. I just wanted to show you the caliber of people that are in the world of Medicine Hat.
You know what? It sounds almost like a Penthouse letter, but like if Dear Abby was a columnist in Penthouse.
That is the perfect way to describe this segment.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, I will say that this woman is her. I don't think she's alone in her problem or her embarrassment, because a friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles and uses the public transit system there says that every single ad in every like subway car, on every bus, everything is all for different companies doing vaginal rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation, yeah, yes. That's a big thing
vaginal
in that
rejuvenation,
like LA Weekly.
Which is to take your vagina and make it look like a brand spanking new 17-year-old girl's vagina. And so I think this is something that more than one weird woman in Medicine Hat is having problems with.
I think she needs to do it just to use that word in a conversation.
Yeah.
So what, I have my labiaplasty, eh?
Yeah. Exactly.
To me, it's not so much that the person is considering that. I mean, it sounds like a very extreme surgery. It's more that, can you believe people post this kind of thing on public forums?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Can't you click on their name
right,
and be like, oh, Sally has big vagina lips.
She's got giant flaps.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Like, if you liked it and you commented on something, they would assume that you were liking that.
A fellow traveler, yeah.
Like, if I liked it, someone's like, oh, Jeff's got a perfect little peach pussy or whatever.
Well, you do.
Well, yeah. Meow.
We all know about that.
Meow. No.
I don't know if it's still out there, but I found years ago a website that was devoted to photographs of women accidentally showing with camel toe, just accidentally, you know, with their pants sort of fitting them wrong, or they're in a position where the camel toe is obvious. And each one of these photographs was accompanied by a haiku about it. And I thought that was a pretty interesting art project. I remember one that was of a Japanese woman sort of squatting in a grocery store, like she was bending down to reach into a lower shelf, and she had an obvious camel toe in sort of her sweatpants. And I think the poem was, Japanese hottie does camel toe squatty, rook reich go potty. And I thought that was it was pretty good.
That's offensive on like 14 levels.
Yeah, isn't it really?
It sounds like it's perfectly offensive for the laser show.
Rook reich go potty.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a big emphasis on the fact that they were accidental photos.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you catch camel toe inadvertently?
I don't know. Maybe you just
try your hardest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an art form in and of itself, right?
And is that legal? Like, I could run around and just take pictures of people's camel toes?
I think it's probably... It would be easier if it was back in the days when you, like, worked at a photo mat and you saw everybody's pictures before they did.
Right.
Okay.
I talked to somebody who worked in a photo developing lab years ago, and they said that
summer school.
They said that there were like 20 employees at this place, and they said everybody had their book. Everybody had their photo album of when you would drop off your photos to be processed. If they found one they liked, they'd print a copy for themselves and put it in their photo album. That everybody who worked there had their photo album of their collection of your pictures. So
that's like 1 hour photo, right? But times 20.
That is so creepy. Holy fuck.
It's true though. There's so many, there's in any industry that happens, you know,
I remember
you get that.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just was thinking about working at the video store, and there was this one guy, and he just rented them like the most horrific porn, you know. And I was like, I wonder how many movies this guy has rented. And this is like, we had a printer. This is like years and years and years ago. And I printed it out, and it was like 8 pages, and it was just 8 pages of solid, horrible, awful
of porn. Just Schindler's Fist.
Apocalypse.
Right. With like, we're talking about like 200 listings on each page. So this is like going back like 5 years, you know.
Oh my God.
Or 3 weeks, depending on how fast he could get through them. I worked at a video store where a guy used to rent movies every Sunday when we opened at 10 a.m. And there were always 6 pornos, and he always returned them before my shift ended at 6 p.m. And that used to really, like, fascinate me.
They, like, the films used to fascinate you?
No, that he
could like, watch one was yeah.
So. I mean, I know he wasn't watching them all. I know he was just watching bits and pieces and then dropping them back off. But it was just like every Sunday for a time, I could expect him to come in every day, pick six
yeah,
corners.
We didn't have a, that's what's really
we
weird.
Didn't have a huge
like
selection.
His special day.
Hey, everybody yeah. worships the Lord in their own way. And if this guy had figured out how to be close to Jesus, then, you know.
In 8 hours.
I used to work at this one video store a long time ago, and we had this this totally crazy mentally ill customer, and he would come in. He was like fine, but what he did was he rented The Omen, and when I say The Omen, I mean Omen 1, 2, 3, whatever. But that's all he rented, and he rented them in order. When he would get to the last one, he would start over. And on the days I know, and on the days that he would come in and like Omen 3 wasn't there, and he was ready for Omen 3. For the 672nd time, you know what I mean? When he was ready for it and it wasn't there, man, he would just like go ape shit. And it was really sad. I'm like, it's cool. It's coming back Thursday. It's coming back Thursday. And he would just, his like world would be destroyed.
Wow.
Because he used to just come in every single day. You know what I mean? You might not see him for 3 days because he's like watching 1, 2, and 3 or something. But he literally just, that's The Omen over and over.
Was his name Damien? No. He's like, I want to watch my movies.
Not Omen 3, though.
Which, is that the one when he becomes like a politician or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
We thought it would be so good. Yeah. It's just
Sam
not.
Neill.
Yes. And he keeps saying the Nazarene.
Who does Sam Neill play? I haven't seen it since the first game.
He plays the son of Satan, right? He's Damien, right?
He plays the older Damien. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No.
It sounds good.
It's better
theory.
Than the fourth one.
One
I haven't seen
awesome.
The fourth one.
What's
but
the fourth one is dreadful. What is it? Which one is it? What's it called?
That was a made-for-TV movie, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
Stars Damien's daughter, I think.
It's got a little girl in it.
Yeah. I think she's Damien's daughter.
Would have been awesome if it was that girl from Poltergeist, the little girl that passed away.
Yeah, it would have been totally awesome.
Can you imagine if it would have been her? Like, ooh, eerie.
Eerie.
Sure.
I feel it's like it's eerie.
It might be. Anything with her is eerie because she's dead.
Well, no, but her alive. How did we get on
But
this?
I mean, in retrospect, every time you see her.
Weren't we doing the confessions?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I forgot.
I don't know, Jeff. It's your show.
Yeah.
No, just in retrospect, I mean, whenever you see that little girl, it's still sad because she's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she died when they were making the third one, was it? Because there's stills. If you watch like still frames, you can see that it's like an old woman makeup.
I'm not sure.
What?
I totally forgot who we're talking about.
All right.
It's a little girl from Poltergeist.
Yeah, I know. And then I was like, oh, and I forgot. Are we still? Yeah. I think she died after she made the third one. And actually, I'm proud to say that I took a class by the guy who wrote the third Poltergeist.
Oh, really?
And he's awesome. He wrote Visiting Hours. And he did not like a lot of things about, I probably shouldn't say that in public, but he was, I don't think he liked a lot of the way they adapted his script to the screen.
I like the third one quite a bit.
Now,
it's got a lot of interesting stuff in it. It's just not well
weird.
Executed.
It's super weird. Not,
the older daughter, McDunn, she was murdered after the first film. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, didn't you?
Because there was the Poltergeist curse.
Right. Didn't? Yeah. Yeah. Who? It was like her boyfriend got jealous of her becoming famous or something, so he killed her.
He was crazy. Like that, yeah. He choked her to death. He choked her outside this house. Right on the street I used to work on, actually, in L.A., and he choked her for, like, 4 minutes, and, like, nobody did anything. Like, she had this guy, she was making B at the time, I think, and she had a guy she was rehearsing with at her house, and he just stayed in the house while all this stuff is happening outside, and he actually called, like, his answering machine or his friend's house, and he's like, if I'm dead, you know what happened, and it's like, couldn't you have called the police? But he did.
Can you imagine if it would have been the Robert Englund, so, like he's practicing with some guy from V.
Could you imagine? You're just pulling out names. Like, what if so and so had been in this movie?
No, because Robert Englund was in V.
Had been Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
she was working on V, and Robert Englund was in V.
Robert Englund was he was the friendly alien in V.
Yeah,
but it wasn't Robert Englund. I'm sorry, I didn't think.
I said, could you imagine? I know it wasn't.
It was like random. It was like, could you imagine if the princess of like.
The princess of podcasting.
Miss Kelly was there when this happened.
Wouldn't it have been weird if that actress Dominique Dunn had been the daughter of Dominic Dunn, the Hollywood writer?
What if one of the neighbors was called Robert? That would be weird.
Yeah. And what if he was from England? Robert England.
All right. Now you just pulled my bra. Right.
Thanks for the backup.
Accidental
on that one.
Camel toes and what was the last thing they said? It was really vulgar. Meat curtains.
loose meat sandwich.
Loose meat sandwich. Yeah. All right. So there's your answer. What do we have next?
Hello. I truly want to have an orgy. I truly want to and have tried to have an orgy. Now I could go get hookers and go to Vegas and fuck like a champ. But I feel that a good, natural, open group vibe would be magical, where sex is truly for feeling and passion. I'm going to use this post and others to try and have, to try and recruit sexy males and females. Eye candy is a must, for looks do matter, and I know you kinky, confident fucks are out there.
I'll start off the round table here with, am I one of those kinky crazy fucks? Should I reply to this?
I think, yeah, get all the guys from the car dealership to come on down.
Yeah.
Bonding.
It's going to be an interesting Monday for you guys.
Free undercoating for everyone.
Yeah, I want to see balloons all over this orgy room. Come on. Not one balloon
per
person.
We'll decorate the shit out of that. But yeah. Who posts this on a public forum? Like,
People who are pretty serious.
Or not serious and curious about how people will respond, right?
That was the most sincere people that are pretty serious.
I think so. I think they're just like, hey, let's let it all hang out, man.
Yeah.
Man. Well, man. I'll tell you, I've never been to an orgy, but I had a friend who used to go to, like, I don't know what it was. It was like a swingers thing. And I actually have some other friends who do that. And I don't know that they're ever really that good looking. And I know that's horrible to say because everybody's beautiful in their own way, blah, blah, blah. But
it needs to be said, Amanda.
But it's like the people who usually go to these kind of things, based on the information I have gotten, is that they're not normally like eye candy.
That's pretty common, isn't it? Like everybody kind of says that. They're like, yeah. Like the men are all.
Well, it's like an episode of HBO's Real Sex, which is like the only way that HBO could find to show people having sex that you would never want to see having sex. least erotic way to present sex is, on HBO's Real Sex, where it's just a lot of weird, overly tanned, lizard skinned people in their 50s groping each other around a hot tub. I thought about going to an orgy once, but I look terrible wearing a chest medallion, and so I could never go.
You're out. Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. If you can't wear if you can't pull off a good Bob Guccione look, then you really aren't welcome. Hey, crew, I'm going to go put my daughter to bed, so I will rejoin the podcast at some point, but I'm going to have to take a break from the microphone for a little while.
Okay, no problem. We may be here and we may not. We'll see.
All right. Well, if I miss you, it was so great being here in Medicine Hat tonight. I really, really loved it.
We dare you. Thanks, Mr. Shelton. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. We'll be here for a little bit still. Okay. However long anybody wants to.
Very good.
Okay.
Come back, bye-bye. Kent. Come back.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Kent.
Orgies. Let's talk about them. Seems like a dumb idea.
Eye candy.
That's like
eye candy. Death. It's more like a pile of eyeballs.
Well, do you even know it's at like, one point? I mean, if you fuck. Have a big enough orgy, do you even really know what anybody actually looks like?
Well, I still feel like as a man, like visually, you'd want to see something attractive and not just feet and groans.
But I mean, that's pretty much what it is, right?
Taryn. Is it? I don't know. I don't go.
I don't know. I mean, based on the porn I've seen of it, I mean, it's really just not a lot of.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I have no idea. I don't want to go to the orgy. I'm happy and I'm kind of interested to read about it.
You know, I think you should.
But I don't want to go.
I think you should.
No. If I went, I'd have to go with like a mask on or something and not have sex with anybody.
I want that.
With a mascot?
No. I could. Oh, yeah. I could totally dress up like a mascot. I could dress up as like, I don't know, like.
You could be the orgy mascot.
Peter. The orgy
what
mascot.
Would that be?
Yeah, what would that look like? Would you just be like a walking pile of arms and legs?
Just be like a big foam rubber penis. right? Like a hot dog suit? Like you're wearing a hot dog suit, but it's like a... Or maybe just a hot dog, actually. That's pretty good.
You know what? Yeah, you could combine... Okay, you ever seen that the costume that some people wear where they stick their arms out and they have like two mannequins on each arm so it looks like they're five people?
Yes.
You do that, but with penises.
Ah.
It's just like a dream I had.
Do you like it?
I love it.
I mean, that would work.
I'm thinking it works. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not cute.
That works.
It's not. Oh, it has to be cute.
Well, mascots, like my high school mascot was a Bengal tiger.
Was it cuddly?
And he was cute. He didn't have a penis, you know.
Well, actually, let's think about this. What would be the mascot of an orgy?
Well, I can't think of like an animal. I guess gorillas or monkeys.
Oh, it's got to be an animal. I thought I just gave a real good description.
Aren't mascots always
mascot
like?
Was gonna be.
I think I'm mixing a mascot. I mean, I know what a mascot is, but I think I'm thinking of furries too. You know.
Oh, well, if you want to have a mascot for a furry orgy, you'd have to work on your costume for like a year.
But what I mean is, just in general, I think your mascot should be a furry.
Like, oh, it should be cuddly.
Yeah.
I was this is crazy. Probably about 5 years ago, I volunteered to be the mascot at the Canada Day parade. And okay, I'll post some pictures of it on the Mad Facebook. I had to wear this. What's that?
What was the mascot?
His name is Seymour Sun, and he's a big sun with sunglasses on.
Oh, I get it. And it's not Seymour like the first name. It's like Seymour.
Like visual
sun.
Right. I was Seymour Sun one day for Canada.
That's hilarious.
And I got dehydrated.
I bet.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
I already told you guys about when I had to dress up like Arthur, right?
Did you really?
No.
I
don't remember this.
Yeah. No, I was Arthur for a day, and I read books to kids, and then.
Is Arthur that kind of like dog guy? Is that who Arthur is?
It's an aardvark. And then, and then I got to take off my, when I was done, I went backstage and took my Arthur head off and made out with my girlfriend while I was wearing the fuzzy Arthur outfit. It's my only furry experience.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Maybe there's something to, I have friends who do the whole furry convention thing and like they go to like the furry whatever shows that they have. But he has a Tony the Tiger outfit. That he got like for Halloween or maybe it's not Tony. It's one of those cereal box icons.
Sounds great.
And yeah, they literally, that's what they wear because, you know, it's just easy to find and it's already put together and they go and they use them as their Halloween costumes too. So it does double duty.
I think Drew just discovered what the mascot should be. It should be any mascot that after it's done, takes off its mask and starts making out with a chick.
Yeah.
Or a dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you walk off the stage or your performance area, if you will. Take that mask off and just start making out. Like, nom, nom, nom. That's the mascot.
I just like the idea of a mascot at an orgy. Like there's like, and maybe there's cheerleaders and they just walk around different piles of people and they're like, go, yeah, yeah, suck it, do it, suck it,
or whatever. We got a couple dicks like, over here. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in.
And like the mascot, like whatever it is dancing around, doing flips and stuff. I want to film this.
Well, you,
hey, Jimmy 30. What do you want to? Well, I think we gotta make this into a movie.
Jim, are you with
us? Yeah,
all right.
I am.
Jim's gotta go, guys.
I'm sorry. I have to close up chickens and things.
Ah, whatever.
I hate when chickens are open.
Jim,
you gotta close them up.
Awesome to hear your voice and just chat with you a little bit. What's are you doing? Are you still doing the $6 mystery painting right now?
I am. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Do you want to mention anything about it before you go?
I sell $6 mystery paintings. Go to parasarc.com and please buy a lot so I can eat.
There you go.
Thanks.
He doesn't want to. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jim. Thanks a lot for coming on, buddy.
Thanks for hanging out with me, everyone. Good night.
Have a good summer. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
I think that orgy mascot stuff got to him.
Made him think of chickens, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I think you might have heard that.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We love Jim. So,
what did he say? Choke the chicken? What?
He's got to go. Yeah, that could be the mascot, too. But I feel like the mascot of Drew's idea there, taking the mask off, going and making out with a girl, that's the orgy mascot.
Yeah, for sure.
And it sounds like he wants to film it, but he's already done it. So I'm not really sure why he wants to.
Just sounds like a hell of an experience.
And I don't know where he went, but I think
I think he wants to film the cheerleaders, and like there's an orgy and there's like people rooting him on and people doing backflips and like a drill team, and you know what I mean, with pom poms.
Yeah.
He wants to do that. He hasn't done that yet.
Just keep going.
That's all I could think of.
I liked it.
I'm glad.
I think we have our last and our next and last confession, do we not, sir?
We do. We do. I'm a 19-year-old that's been banging a 34-year-old for a while now.
Uh-oh.
When I tell other older ladies, they get all turned on and stuff, saying, "You must really be doing something right to keep someone that old. I've been asked to give them a shot. I don't know if I should, though. I mean, I really like them older, but what if I hurt the other girl's feelings? What should I do?"
That's so confusing. I'm confused, too. Is the 19-year-old the boy or girl?
Well, I assume boy.
Okay, so a 19-year-old boy is having sex with a 34-year-old woman.
Yes.
All
right. Right.
I'm in.
And what's his problem again?
It sounds like
when he tells when he tells other older ladies about it, they get all turned on and stuff, saying, "You must really be doing something right to keep someone that old." And they ask.
That sounds horrible, by the way.
I don't know. Yeah, that old. 34. Jesus.
Why does he sound like he knows so many women out of his age range, though? It's like, I'm banging this 34-year-old.
You're going to go to the cemetery next with these old people?
It sounds like everybody this man talks to or has sex with is old.
I feel like based on the TV movies that I watch, I could address this.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So according to Anatomy of a Seduction and Forbidden Love, it's not going to work out. So maybe you should just keep banging the other women because it's going to end in heartache anyway. So make it the heartache on, put the heartache on her.
Don't take
and enjoy yourself.
That's wow. That was pretty deep. But what you're saying almost sounds like a Loverboy situation. Remember that movie with Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, you know, I've never seen Loverboy. Can you believe that?
Oh,
yeah, I have it.
Okay. Has anybody seen it or know the premise?
Nope.
I don't remember the band, Loverboy.
it's like that too.
It's just like the band. Patrick Dempsey plays like a pizza delivery boy who he has sex with an older woman who hires him, and I think the first older woman is either Carrie Fisher or Kirstie Alley. I can't remember. And then she passes on his number, and he just becomes like a gigolo, I guess, for the summertime.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
It's great. Well, all the women are gorgeous, right? It's like Kate Jackson. It's a whole bunch of like...
Like Kirstie Alley in her prime. Carrie Fisher was looking coked out, but, you know, it was Carrie Fisher. So you're like, oh, okay, Princess Leia and everything like that. But, yeah, I dig it.
Well, I think this guy's just secretly bragging. That's the whole point of some of these confessions. You know, they're just like, oh, gee, I have this problem. I'm 19 and I'm like banging 50 different old 30-year-olds. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, I don't buy it.
Surprised you didn't sign it. Signed Maxwell.
Right.
But what I don't understand, if they're on Facebook, then there has to be a name attached to it, right? Because they can't post without.
I looked into this already. No, it's you go to the Facebook page and there's a link to a Google Documents page.
Oh,
you
okay.
Type it in there and it must send it off to whoever posts these things.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure some hacker could find your ISP in the original, you know, if they dug around. But it seems pretty anonymous from what I can tell.
Okay.
Wondering about if you had a Google account like Gmail or something like that. And you typed into it, would it not sign by your Gmail account?
Well, yeah, I assume the person who's posting them knows who it is.
No, they're sent anonymously through this online Google document form.
Oh.
Oh, well, maybe the form. You know how you can do surveys and the survey? I mean, your ISP is probably recorded, but there's
heard of these things, but I don't.
Yeah, they have like these. I do them for soap operas. Like, Yeah, no joke. I go on and I answer questions about like what I like about the genre or whatever. And it's all anonymous in quotes because they could probably trace it back to my computer. But I don't have to put any of my own personal information in there. I don't do it through Twitter or Facebook. You just go to a website and it's got like a list of things I could check off. And sometimes it has comment boxes.
Okay.
And so probably that same thing where you could write like a comment box so you could write your little letter. Do you know what I mean?
Huh. Yeah.
So then the curator of the information might have access to your ISP, but chances are they're not looking that kind of stuff up. They're just collecting, you know, the letters.
I think we figured out who's behind Medicine Hat Confessions.
I think so.
I think it's you.
That's right. I wrote the letter about the vagina, though.
You're just using it as your own forum where to ask questions.
It's my own forum. All those questions are mine, actually, the orgy. It's so weird that he picked all my questions.
Well, I'm a 19-year-old boy in a 37-year-old man's body.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I wrote it as my lover's, you know, in his voice. Because I knew he was wondering those things.
It's a little game. Well, you know. Yeah. Andy, I didn't know Andy Dick was only 19, though.
Different lover.
Oh.
Much more interesting.
This is, who's more interesting than Andy Dick?
Just about anybody.
No, he was on, what's that show, Radio Land? Or what was it
called? Radio Day. Right, what was that show called?
News Radio.
News Radio. Yeah, that was a very good show.
I like that show quite a bit.
I do, too.
Do you know, you probably don't want to talk about this right now?
No.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. I will put it on Google Docs, though, and upload it to Medicine Hat, so look.
What confession are we on again? Oh, yeah, younger man dating an older woman. Should he date the rest of her friends? Amanda says, yeah.
I say just do it because it's going to end in heartache anyway.
Yeah, so if you're going to go, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Fair enough. You
only live once, kid.
That's right. You're only going to be 19 once.
Do you think I should post a link to this show if we, on that Facebook thing and be like, we talked about you guys?
Yeah, totally.
Or is that opening the door to, like, a lot of weird stuff?
It well, probably, you know, you only have your own show once, Jeff. Weird.
Sounds super weird, right?
Uh-oh.
But it's worth a shot.
Mike Fisher, what would you do?
What would I do about what?
should I post the link to this show on the Medicine Hat Confessions?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a true confession right there.
That's a true confession right there. All right, well, there he is. Yeah, that's the last confession I had for tonight. Thank you very much, everybody, for giving your input, and for just helping Medicine Hat get back on track, even if it's just one podcast. You know, it's one more than I feel anybody else has ever done for this poor city. So thank you. I'm not even from here. I don't even really like it here, to be honest with you. But, I gotta live here. I gotta see these fucking people at the gas station and the Walmart and whatnot.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. On behalf of Medicine. And that more or less is gonna wrap up tonight. I just wanna talk real freeform about nothing in particular. But we had a couple things. We had some fun conversations. It was just kinda nice talking to you guys again because I feel like we haven't done a show proper in a while. And hopefully we do. What was the one? It's the High School USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited because that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, it's a great movie.
What? We're doing High School USA?
On the next Normal Mag, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think you were there. Were you not?
I don't know. Oh. I don't remember.
Who knows? It was a while ago.
Everything okay? Everything all right?
It was a while ago.
Everything all right?
Was a while ago.
You okay?
Yes.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's the next mag, and I really hope to be on that one because I love that show. It's so crazy how I'll save it for the show, but it's a good one.
It's got a lot to talk about. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, and you've had plenty of time at home to play along if you're a listener, and you can watch it too. Before we go, though, Alistair and I we cooked up one more thing.
Okay.
Alistair really cooked it up in the winter time. I think it might have been a. What was going on when you sent me the email that you had sent me, Alistair?
Before you get started, I'm gonna go.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right, thanks for joining.
See you, Mike.
It's super fun.
Hey,
good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for being here, man.
Thanks again for coming on, buddy.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, take care, Mike.
Snoopaloo.
Well, that might be the final Snoopaloo. One more.
What was that?
I think he might still be on the call. Maybe, should I hang up on him so we're not eavesdrop? Oh, he did it.
Oh, there he is.
There he goes. Okay. Oh, he has some fuzz, eh?
He did.
He had some static. I didn't realize where that was coming from until he left. Yeah, that took you guys by surprise, little Mike Fisher?
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very awesome. Much.
Yeah, he said, I had asked him on Facebook, and he was like, yeah, I'd love to come on. And I said, do you mind if we talk about what happened? And he was like, oh, as long as you're not mean. And I was like, no, no, no. And like, he just kind of vanished, and everybody was just kind of curious. So it's cool that he came on.
Yeah, he that was very cool. Yeah, he needs to start driving around and recording stuff again.
Can you imagine? Those were the days. That stuff was crazy. I wonder if you can still get the, Alistair, you might know, can you still get the streak in his own show? Do you know if
it's I don't know. I don't know. I know there's a lot of Streakin' Weekly up on Magpedia,
but
I don't know about the actual Streakin' podcast.
I wonder if that's still available somewhere. Maybe I'll ask him, see if he wants to. I think he's a lot more mellow right now, so he doesn't want to talk too much about it. If we ever do a filler show like this again, I was thinking we should try to find Bob Kemmer.
Oh,
hero. Well, we'll try. We'll try.
Have you had any luck with that? Or?
No, he never responded to me.
You got close.
I think I creeped him out, man.
You got, close though, Alistair.
I talked to his cousin.
Yeah.
Right. And his cousin, didn't his cousin say he missed his videos too or something like that?
Yeah. His whole family misses his videos.
Oh.
But then
as far as MAG
to,
investigative journalism goes, Alistair went deep on that
shit. Sure did.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I asked his cousin to come on the Down Under show, and he blew me off.
I wonder if his cousin at first was like, oh, this is exciting, somebody who knows Bob, and then went back and you guys talked. And he was like, oh, he's cool. And he's like, I'm going to go back and listen to what this show's about. Then he listened to the show and was kind of like, hey, this doesn't sound very flattering.
So but it's not.
We were plenty flattering.
Bob, we love Bob Kemmer. He's funny.
Oh, I agree. He's totally funny. Yeah. If somebody didn't share our sense of humor, let's say, they might think that he's being kind
of. Yeah.
I guess so. I would feel bad about that because he has a tough life, that kid.
Yeah. No, he's crazy. But I mean, say, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, when you say that, then I wonder why.
Well, what's even crazier, though, is that he stopped making videos.
It is. Yes, I agree. Wow, you are a salesman.
It's sad.
You know what's even crazier? The sale on this car.
I'm chopping the prices.
I'm crazy.
I'm Jeff Crazy. I'm Jeff Lazy. No, but that'd be amazing. Imagine, my idea I have for Dr. Rock streaming all the stuff together?
Yeah.
Maybe I will do two. I'll stream all the Streakin' I can find together. And all the Bob Kemmer I can find together. So it's one continuous track.
I think the only Bob Kemmer you'll be able to find is basically on the Down Under show.
Yeah, but all together in one long segment.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's not a lot of it out there now.
That's why I want it served. No? All right.
You do that, you put that on your iPod.
Well, see, now everybody thinks, when I said Alistair and I have been working on something, everybody going to think, now that we're bringing out Bob Kemmer. That's not the case at all. Alistair, do you remember the email I'm talking about that way back when you sent me something?
When I sent you the song we're talking about?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I don't really remember the email itself.
It was like, hey, man, here's some new Cramp songs. And I was like,
yeah, cool. that was probably about it.
And I was like, cool, man. And then, you know, I think you said you were really tired lately or something, or they reflected your mood.
And then, yeah, I'm tired most of the time, Jeff.
And then I was like, well, it's February. It's cool. Now I realize I forgot.
I'm really tired lately. I love that.
This is reflection upon that. But no, that's your summertime. Maybe that's why. Were you like out playing with koalas and coconuts and stuff?
I was inside the whole time. All of summer.
Binge watching TV like I suggested.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Not only were you doing that.
Coconuts.
Not only were you doing that, you had time to make some new Krampus music.
And that's true. I did.
And you sent it to me, and then I found some time to record some lyrics over, well, some vocals. I wouldn't call them lyrics or vocals. I just guess some rambling over top of it. So, remember a couple years ago when we made a song? Well, we made another one. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Holy smokes. That's
lots of fun.
This is how we do it on Wednesday.
Man, you guys are Yeah. You guys are fucking active.
I know, right? It's like the most active band in the world. But it's part two to the last song. The last song was called This Is How We Do It on Friday Nights. And this is the follow-up, Hot Nights by Krampus. But before we go to that, I just wanted to say thanks, everybody, just for coming on and killing some time with me. I had a couple beers and mumbled some stuff and caught up with some people who I feel I haven't talked to in a long time. So yeah. I appreciate each and every one of you and those that left already for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, hopefully this really recorded, and it'll be something that people can fall asleep to someday.
All those
that's
things.
That's a tagline for your show. Fall asleep to it.
Well, it sounds like everybody on the show is tired, so they all need something to sleep to. So, you know.
Well, in Eastern time,
bring out the orgy mascot.
somebody bring out your orgy mascot. Tie up your loose meat. Whatever it was.
That was horrible.
I didn't say it. I just saw it. You know, I guess I just said it, but I didn't say it in the context. Forgive me.
You're forgiven.
Thanks, Amanda. Okay, everybody. Thanks again for everybody for joining us. I do really appreciate it. And it is awesome talking to all y'all again. So let's say goodbye. And
okay.
here's the new Krampus song, Hot Nights. Thank you very okay. much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
good. Death or not.